Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole-body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
It's Sophia with an F, Franklin with the Y, and if you're looking for some bubblegum dum-dum podcast, then you are in the wrong place, baby. Whether I'm reminiscing on the trials and tribulations of working in the corporate world to recapping today's latest reality TV show, you're going to want to pull up a chair and stick around. It's a good time and always 100% unfiltered. Follow and listen to Sophia with an F wherever you get your podcasts.
3 minutes after 1 a.m. here on The Fan in New York City. Tommy Lugauer.
Okay.
It is after hours here on The Fan. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. You know, Mitchell Robinson with the broken pinky, and I fully expect him to play. He was at practice on Sunday. I don't think it'll affect his defense. I don't think it'll affect his rebounding. The one thing that will hurt is the lob dunks. I mean, that's going to be painful, but it's pain management. Take a couple of shots or whatever they do as athletes to minimize the pain. I expect them to do that. But I look at the great Henry Roland Farter in Rookie of the Year. And he broke his arm, and then he was able to throw 98 miles an hour. So perhaps Mitchell Robinson breaking his pinky, he becomes, you know, Jeff Hornacek at the line. He becomes that, by the way, kids, that was a free throw shooter back in the day that was very, very good at it too, by the way. He was on the Jazz. I shouldn't say free throw shooter, but he was a great free throw shooter. He was a good player, a great free throw shooter, I think, if my memory serves me correctly. But maybe Mitchell Robinson becomes that guy. And it all it took was a broken pinky for him to become insanely effective at the free throw line. And it'll be interesting to see if the Spurs, we saw the Cavs do it, we've seen other teams do it, the Sixers did it, the Hakimich. We'll see how much the Spurs implement that. But I was on the air when the Mitchell Robinson news literally broke, and my reaction was, I don't think he's going to miss any games. It's the NBA Finals. He's the longest tenured Nick. He's been waiting forever for this. It is literally the championship round. It's not a hamstring. It's not a quad. It's not a knee. It's not something where if he goes out there, it could further injure him and he could be out for the series or out for, you know, missing time next year. This is Mitchell Robinson's moment. And it's a series where he is extremely vital because he's going to be one of the big guys that they throw at Wemby. And I don't think a broken pinky is going to keep Mitchell Robinson off the floor. It's not ideal in terms of catching a lob and dunking it because it will hurt. But pain is, what, temporary, and this championship will last a lifetime, especially the experience. And Mitchell Robinson is the rare guy on this team that actually was on the Knicks when they stunk. So he has seen the bad, and now he's seeing the great. And this is the greatest in terms of being in the finals. A broken pinky is not going to keep him out. Now, the Knicks will obviously give you the, not sure. He's playing. Newsflash. He'll be out there. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Hector is in the Bronx. Hector, what's going on?
Hey, Luke, how you doing, man?
Hey, great.
Hey, feels great to be a Knicks fan right
sure
now.
Does.
I'll tell you that. And I think we have someone outside, this little thing called destiny.
Mm-hmm.
I think that everything, the chips are falling right in line where they need to be, where they need to be at. And when I say that, I mean, like, teams that were giving us a hard time throughout the season got bumped where we didn't have to even see them, like OKC or Detroit. So I think things are happening in line. Not that it matters. I feel like when this team is playing, it don't matter who we play. I feel like this is just our years, our time. And I got a cousin that lives in Massachusetts that hates everything New York, hates the Mets, hates the Yankees, hates the Knicks. And he's like, Wemby, Wemby. I said, listen, I think Wemby's window is huge, like you said earlier. I think in the next 10 years, they're going to win like four championships. But our window is smaller, and I think that our team knows that, and our team is playing with urgency. And I think this is our time, and I think it's going to happen. I think so, man.
Yeah, well said, Hector, and I agree with that. I wouldn't be surprised if maybe in the slight back of their minds, if you're the Spurs, there's that feeling of, and you saw the emotion on their face, and they were crying. Wemby was literally crying on Saturday, of we knocked off the Thunder. That was our championship. We know we have an enormous window. You're talking about, what, Dylan Harper's 20. Wemby's, what, 22, 23? Castle's under 23 years old. They have, if they stay healthy, a extremely, they're a well-run organization. They have a 10-plus year window to win championships. So in the back of their mind, they could let go of the rope here, where I think the Knicks are going to fight to the death because this might be their one and only shot to win a championship. Also considering how well they're playing, and yes, the destiny and all that stuff, this is a Knick team that I think is not going to be stopped. You know, I bring this up, and I've had this fight with Evan forever, and he's going to continuously fight with me. I didn't think anybody was beating the 15 Kansas City Royals. I just think they were a team of destiny. They would have won the World Series the year prior, if not for Madison Bumgarner. They fought. Now, it was at our expense as Met fans, but I just feel like the Royals were a team of destiny. I know they're the Kansas City Royals, but not that year. They were the best team in baseball and a team on a mission. The Knicks, everybody, oh, they're the Knicks, and Wemby is the best. But the Knicks are a team of destiny. They're a team on a mission, and they're not going to be stopped this year.
No, and they're playing as a unit, and they're playing like a well-oiled machine. Like, and I just feel like, I just think you're right, man. I totally agree with what you just said. So, go Knicks.
Yep, and Hector, I appreciate the call as always. They're connected. That's the best word I've heard used to be said about them. They're connected. They're like one basketball player out there. And I mean that in the best way possible, because they are thinking as one, they're operating as one, and that includes the guys off the bench. That includes Deuce, that includes Shamet, that includes Mitch, Clarkson, Alvarado, it includes everybody. They are one heartbeat. And sometimes you need also that. Hey, the road was a little bit easier, and it got us downhill the momentum that was needed to win a championship. We didn't have to battle through the East. We didn't have to go through the wars. We are rested. We are healthy. Attrition is not involved here. It's not going to come into play here. Teams that have historically had this type of rest going into the finals are teams like the Great Warriors teams, the Shaq and Kobe Lakers, like dynasty teams. And maybe the Knicks don't fit that build as far as winning multiple championships, but certainly this year they have the look of the Warriors of the dynasty years, the Shaq and Kobe Lakers, as far as their dominance. And that's really all that matters, is they're dominating, they're playing great basketball on both sides of the floor. And they just have, when you consider what's on the line for them and this city, there is, losing is not an option. I don't know how to say it any clearer than that. Losing is not an option. It's an option for San Antonio. They prefer to win, obviously. It's the start of them winning like a lot of championships. But they're young. They got further than anybody expected. They knocked off the defending champs. They got a player on the Spurs that I've never seen a player like that in my life and never will ever again. Ever. And they are set up for over a decade. Losing's an option for them. Losing's not an option for the Knicks. You don't know what's coming around the corner. Especially, and Hector laid it out brilliantly, the window. The window is not as wide as the Spurs is. And that window can shorten because you don't know what kind of injuries or all outside factors could come into play next year. You saw it with Indiana. You know, they were a Halliburton injury away, perhaps from winning a championship. And they had an awful year this year, didn't even make the playoffs because of that Halliburton injury. And what is Indiana next year? Who knows? Nobody knows, including Indiana.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers. And you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Are you looking for a podcast about pro football that doesn't put you to sleep with an avalanche of analytics or insult your fandom with brainless hot takes? Well, hi. I'm Dan Hanzus.
And I'm Mark Sessler.
Oh, hi, Mark. And we're the hosts of Heed the Call, the NFL podcast you've been waiting your whole life for.
Heed the Call covers every game, every storyline, everything that matters, and we do it all with a touch of mirth.
Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
When you get this close, do I have to remind some of the other franchises around here? When you get close and you can taste it, you have to seize the day. The stars don't always align, and when they do, and then you also have all the ingredients to win a championship, which the Knicks do, you have to take advantage of it. And I believe they will. I think they win this series in five. I've been saying that for well over a week now when I kind of was sensing it might be the Spurs. I think the San Antonio is just too young. It's going to be too tough mentally to transition here. Their depth is, I think, a problem. It's not as good as the Knicks. And Wemby will get, I think, in foul trouble. I think it would. Anunoby will be able to handle him defensively. Mitchell Robinson as well. So they have equalizers to the Spurs' best player. And the Knicks can throw more things at San Antonio than San Antonio can throw at the Knicks. So even if Brunson is struggling and Castle and others are being physical with him, and maybe he's not going off for 40 points, the Knicks can go to their other guys like Anunoby, like Bridges, like Karl Anthony Towns, like Josh Hart, and those guys, because on any given night it could be somebody else with them. Those guys are going to be able to flourish in this series. Let's go to Ted and Belrose here on After Hours. What's going on, Ted?
All right, Tommy, you are the man. And not only that, though, but a separate side gig for Tommy Lugau would be positive Tommy and his positive picks.
My positive picks, right?
Your positive picks, man. I tell you what.
Yeah, I just could just go out there and say, you know what, the Knicks are going to win in five. I'm positive about that.
Well, and you should be, and I am, and a lot of Knicks fans are, but tell me something before I get to my other point. How is it that Vegas has the Spurs almost a 2-1 favorite, which kind of blows my mind based on all the details that you just spelled out for me, and I agree with you.
Well, here's the answer. Here's the answer to that. The Spurs have home court, and they won more regular season games. So because of that, Vegas is going to give them the respect and make them almost a 2-1 favorite. But it's not like it's overwhelming. It's not like it's a 3-1 or something like that. They made them the favorites, though, because of home court, and they had more regular season wins. And they have what they probably deem the best player on the floor, which is Wemby.
All right, which is fine, but that, and still, based on the grinding Western Conference that they had to go through and how much of a blitzkrieg the Knicks went through the East, actually. I mean, I'm not seeing a lot of respect for the Knicks from a odds standpoint, number one. So maybe that acts as even more of a motivating,
Yeah, I can see that to a degree. I just think they have all the motivation in the world. But if they need even a little bit of extra, they could use that as extra, because all they got to do is turn on the television this week and everybody's going to tell you how great the Spurs are and how the Knicks aren't. Although maybe some people are coming around, but you know the deal there. It's sort of anti-New York, so we can get people to be upset. But it's always, and I've said this before, the gatekeepers don't want the Knicks in there. They don't want Brunson in there. And Wemby is the golden child and the star of the league. So the Knicks are coming along at a time where they don't necessarily have the sexy superstar. They kind of have Brunson, who's not exactly the most boisterous. He's undersized. So I could see where not only the odds makers, but by the way, if you're a Knicks fan, that's a juicy odds to bet the Knicks on. So not only is he when your team win a championship, you're getting great odds here. You're getting plus 170 or whatever the case may be. But I like I said, Teddy, I can understand where Vegas is coming from, but I think in this instance, they're dead wrong and the line is dead wrong, but those are the reasons why they're favoring the Spurs.
Okay, that's fine. Number two, could you explain to me how not one inkling of when Nick final tickets might be going on sale to the general public. And even though thankfully they're on the road, but I can't recall the last time tickets have been sort of held back.
Well, listen, are you planning on attending?
I plan on attending. Actually, if I could only have a quieter week, I might have considered going down for game 2 Friday night in San Antonio. And you're absolutely right. the price of a Knick ticket at MSG is actually more expensive than getting a ticket down there, hotel accommodations, yep, and airfare.
100%.
So, I mean, anybody who's going down to San Antonio, God bless you. You have my blessing, actually, and show them who's boss down
absolutely
there. Tommy,
yep,
you're the best, man. Thank you.
Yeah, of course. That's the deal. If you really want, if you have the ability, and when I say ability, meaning you don't have something holding you back here, if you could get on a plane and book a room and buy tickets, it's still going to cost you a pretty penny. You're not getting tickets for $50. You're going to have to drop $1,000 or so on a ticket, which is a lot of money. I don't want to sit there and act like it's not. It is. It's a ton. But if you are in a position where you can afford it, or, hey, instead of going on vacation this summer, maybe you're single, or you and your wife are both huge fans, and you say, instead of going on Montauk, we're going to go to San Antonio, and we're going to watch our basketball team in the finals for the first time in 27 years, and we'll go see a city perhaps we've never been to before, road trip. We just talked to a fella last segment, who's going to, if he takes my advice, he's going to fly into Houston. So he's flying New York to Houston, and then he's going to drive from Houston to San Antonio. That's cool. You get to see some Texas. You get to enjoy a city you've never been to before. And if you get that victory, it is sweet. And it's a raucous building. Very loud, very intense. But yeah, you will spend less money on a flight. Even in that situation, a rent a car, gas, all that stuff, it's going to ring you up a nice bill. If you're somebody that could afford it, you probably could afford to also go to the Knicks as well. But most people, that's just, hey, I'm spending a lot of money. It's going to set me back a little bit, but it's worth it. It's like food. I will spend a lot of money on food if it tastes good. If you go to a nice steakhouse and you know you're going to drop a lot of money, that's okay. It's part of the experience. But I want to also make sure it's worth it. You're going to a finals game, that's worth it. Now, the prices at Madison Square Garden are crazy. Now, we're going to pull those up for you in just 1 second, because I saw them earlier today. And this is just, you know, face value. This is just sort of the get-in prices. Obviously, when you get to the secondary market and when the games get more and more, you know, it becomes more clear where the series is at, then obviously prices will either go up or go down, depending on the series and depending on the location. But I'll have those for you coming up in just 1 second. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It's After Hours. Lugie here in the late night. Let's go to Anton in Monticello. Anton, what's going on?
Hey, I 95% agree with your opening. I think next second and five, which is kind of contingent to my second point. I got 3 points. Cat being kind of a head case, and we don't know what to expect from him. He hasn't faced like pressure situations yet, and he doesn't really react well to some mental aspects of the game. So key fouls, key, you know, turnovers here and there.
Totally fair, but he's also playing his best basketball, I think, of his career right now. But it is totally fair to say that Karl Anthony Towns, not physically, not talent-wise, it's always a between-the-ears thing for him. Basketball IQ, getting into foul trouble, maybe a little pouting, bad body language. Those are the things that plague Karl Anthony Towns. Because ability-wise, he is extremely talented. But yes, the other stuff can be a little bit of a bugaboo at times for him.
And quickly, 20 seconds. The main reason why I called, everybody's mentioning 1999. I get it. We were there. But 94 is when we had the real chance.
Yeah.
So that really has the splinter in the heart that no one could take out yet. 99 definitely hurts, but to the age bracket that you referenced, that's the real 32-year sentence that the Knicks fans are serving. So
yeah, the one against
shout out to that.
Yeah, of course. The one, of course, Anton, I appreciate it. And yeah, of course. The one against 94 Houston, it's just, that should have been a series where they won a championship. Absolutely right. I know people want to make it like, oh, they had no shot. They have no shot. Okay, but you still play the games. Why they even bother playing the games then? They had no shot. It still sucks that they lost. It still sucks that they were basically horrible up until this run of basketball. So they basically 20-year stretch of awful basketball outside of a year or so with Carmelo and Stat, and it was just, it was bad. And it made that finals loss even worse. It's not like they got back the next year. We all know what happened the next year. And then we all know what happened year after year after year after year after year. You know, I thought the 90s Knicks stuff would last forever. Not with the same players, but I thought that level of success would be sustainable. This is the Knicks. This is Madison Square Garden. I still can't believe they were horrible for all those years. It's almost impossible that they were, but they figured it out. They figured it out. They almost got so far away from relevancy that they didn't make their way back. Almost. It was that close. But they did. And here they are. Days away from their first finals game in 27 years. Ticket prices. Game one in San Antonio. This is get in. $1,500. Game two, $1,900. Now, Madison Square Garden as the series shifts to game three. Game three, $4,200. $4,200. Game four, $36. Game five in San Antonio. Again, the prices of this can change. If this is a clincher for the Knicks, prices will go down. That's $1,700. Game six at the Garden, basically $5,000. Same thing here. That's a clincher for the Knicks. I don't know what you'd... I mean, the prices will just be literally astronomical. I know Evan has always talked about being in the building for that game. And I know he's made millions of dollars in this business. But how the heck could you not sell those tickets? You probably get $10,000 a pop for two seats. You get $20,000. I guess he could sell the first two games and make 10 and... I'm just trying to figure out a way to get to game six. No, I'm kidding. I don't expect anything. I really don't. Especially if you're not a Knicks fan and you have season tickets for the finals, you're selling those bad boys. Listen to these prices. And like I said, if the Knicks are sitting there and game six is the clincher, it's five now. What could you get on the secondary market for those? For a chance to see a championship? Keep going. Higher, Bob. Crazy. But people will pay him. Because not only that, but also because you see a championship at the moment, the experience, something you could tell your kids, grandkids about for the rest of your life. That's what's on the line here. Yeah, ticket prices are nuts. The ratings are going to be through the roof. I expect all-time ratings for this series. I really do. When you consider it's a New York team, so you have the top market. I know San Antonio's not a good market at all, but New York is the best. So they can carry a weaker market. You have a long drought with a franchise, and you have a team that people, so many people love, and so many people love to hate. You have a franchise in the Spurs that is a household name. They've been there before. They've won championships. You have Wemby, who is the future face of the league. You have a fresh matchup. They're going to be through the roof, the ratings. Which is great for the league. Obviously great for the television partners. This is just going to be a massive success all across the board. And I think going to be one of the most anticipated, not just in this area, not just in San Antonio, one of the most anticipated finals we've seen in a while. And yeah, the history of the rematch. You know, that stuff plays. Like, people in boxing, you get a trilogy, you get a series, and I know the faces aren't the same. I get that. But it's still the names on the front of the jersey. And you could still say, hey, this is a matchup that we all saw last time the Knicks were in the finals. Roscoe in Brooklyn. What's up, Roscoe?
Luke, we out to game five. $1,700 sound nice, and it don't go down. You know the price going to go down.
Yeah.
Because New York is too crazy, man. They won't. How much for game what? Like, come on. Like,
well, that game six, you know, Roscoe, is going to be going. If it's $5,000 now, if that's a clincher, that's going to go for probably close to double that. I'm just guessing. That's crazy talk. But there are people out there, you know, that can afford that. But that,
yeah,
I'm not one of them.
Yeah, real nutsos. No, because I had a nice little parlay the other day, so I'm ready to go to San Antonio for game five. But real quick, yo, Luke, are we going to have, you know, Madison Square Garden is going to hold the, you know, like being that we're on the road. Like, are they going to host that? I think they had it during the playoffs where you can pay a couple of bucks to go watch the game at the Garden.
At the Garden? You know, I expect them to have that. They are definitely having that because I had a friend, I can't because I'm on the air, invite me to that. So I can confirm there will be the watch parties inside Madison Square Garden, which I've been to, and they're awesome. They treat it like the Knicks are actually playing on the court. They have, like, the cheerleaders. They have all the music. They have all the sound effects. And then you watch the game on the, you know, on the big screen up there. So it's awesome. Yes, they will be having that.
And then you know what's crazy, Lou? They're going to say, if we win, because I'm not, you know, I don't know how many games is going to go. You know, I hope we win in six so we can celebrate here. But they're going to say, oh, you didn't beat anybody because, listen, whoever was put in front of us, we got to win it, Lou. It's this time.
Yep.
I think we battle tested. I think if we hit our threes and if we can steal one in San Antonio, the sky's the limit, Loogie, and I'll see you in the parade.
Yep, absolutely, Roscoe. Appreciate it. This is where I'm at. I've been spending weeks on this, but I'm plotting out in my brain, also because of the shows I do and sleep, but I'm plotting out, okay, the parade could be this day, the parade could be that day, the parade could be this day. Would they wait 2 days on the parade? What about weather? Would they have it here? Would they do a parade on a Friday? I don't know about that. Maybe they would do it on Thursday. They're certainly not going to do it over the weekend. All right, so then maybe this will go to Monday. And, you know, what are the Yankees playing that night? What time do I have to be on the air? What time do I have to get back to work? Because when the parade ends, the party doesn't. This is New York City, baby. This isn't a parade where you go for a couple hours and then everybody says, boy, that was fun. Let's all go home. That's a paint the town red. That's a everybody's going to stay out like it's St. Patrick's Day, like it's New Year's Eve, like it's Mardi Gras, like it's partying, like it's 1999. This is a Knick championship, and it's going to be a parade. You've heard me talk about it. I'll continue to talk about it. I want to manifest it. This is a parade unlike any we've ever seen. I've been asked this question a lot through the years. We've talked about it a lot through the years on this radio station. Which team winning a championship would be the biggest parade? And I've said it, it's the Knicks. It's the Knicks. Based on the fact that they unite this city, based on the fact that they haven't won a championship in over 50 years, based on the fact that, yeah, it's in June, so the weather is warm. So you're going to get a lot of people that just want to celebrate the Knicks, and then you're going to get a lot of people that want to go to a parade because it's warm out. And I don't have to tell you, fellas, what that attracts. Warm weather and a buzz and the place to be. Yeah. So the bars are going to be crazy. The streets are going to be crazy. The parade's going to be crazy. And I've been plotting out when exactly it would take place based on what game they win this or clinch this in, I should say. And that's the way you should be thinking. Finals was the bare minimum. And they cleared that bar. And they cleared it in historical fashion. They cleared it with style. They cleared it with no sweat. Now that they're here, they may never get an opportunity like this. Ever again. Forget this group. You never know. 50 plus years and 27 years of history would indicate that. As great a hands as they're in, they were in great hands in the 90s. And it all went to hell in a handbasket. When you could smell it, when you can taste it, when it's right there in your grasp, you have to seize the moment. And I believe this group feels that. Like the words I'm saying right now, this group, this team, this roster, they understand that. They are connected and united like one with this city. They understand it. To the guy or gal in the last row up in the rafters sitting in front of Evan. Or the celebrity in the front row. We're all in this one together with the players. But you got to win one now. You have to. And then we'll see everybody, all of you, at the parade. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is after hours. If you want to join the conversation, talk some Knicks, I got you for the next, let's do it real quick, 2:30, 3:34, 3.5 hours till Al and Jerry come your way at 5 a.m. There's some other things I want to talk about, including the Spurs fans. And perhaps they are going to eat some of the words that they've been chanting ever since last week. Be careful what you wish for. We'll also talk about something a Spurs player said after the game on Saturday that I have to call the BS meter on. We'll get to that. We'll get into how the Knicks are going to slow down Wemby. There's a lot to talk about. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is after hours. If you want to talk Knicks, now is the time. We will also mix in some Mets and Yankees, a little bit on the Giants and Odell Beckham Jr. That'll be throughout the show here up until 5 a.m. 888-808-1019. It is after hours. It is Tommy Lugauer, Lugie in the Late Night here on The Fan.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Have you ever felt like you were living just a B or B plus life? It's so dangerous to live that, more dangerous than a B minus or a C plus life, because when you're living a B or B plus life, you don't change it. You think it's good enough. Is it? I'm Susie Welch. I host a podcast called Becoming You. People think, okay, an A plus life is not available to me, but there is a way. We are all in the process of becoming ourselves. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
138 here on The Fan in New York City. Tommy Lugauer, Noogie. It is after hours here on The Fan. 888-808-1019. That is the phone number to call. We'll get back to those calls in just 1 second. If you want to talk Knicks, I got you till 5 a.m. So the phone number is 888-808-1019. The Fan Focus is presented by Chef IQ. Watch the game, not the grill. Get your gear at chefiq.com. This is from Mike Brown on Mitchell Robinson after practice on Sunday. Mike Brown says that Mitchell Robinson did some, quote, individual stuff with, quote, something on his hand at practice today. But there is no update on his status for game one. Brown also added that the medical staff needs to sign off before he can, quote, go out there. Okay, here's the bottom line. Mitchell Robinson is going to be playing in game one. I do think that when he takes a lob and dunks it, that'll hurt. That will definitely hurt. Not a position you want to be in. You'd rather not have a broken pinky. But in terms of his defense, shouldn't be an issue. In terms of his rebounding, shouldn't be an issue. In terms of his free throw shooting, it might actually help his free throw shooting. It can't hurt. So it might even help. But this is the finals. This is the longest tenure, Nick. This is something that he's been waiting for a very long time. He had to deal with the cheap shot and the dirty play from Embiid that cost him time. Mitchell Robinson is going to be good to go. The Knicks are going to play this close to the vest, which is fine. If they want to have a little gamesmanship, if they want to keep the Spurs on their toes, if they want to keep them guessing if Mitchell Robinson is going to be out there, whether or not they should game plan him, they shouldn't game plan him. Mitchell Robinson, despite what the Knicks are going to tell you here, he's going to play. A broken pinky is not going to keep Mitchell Robinson off the floor in the NBA Finals. Not happening. I would be stunned, floored, and absolutely shocked if Mitchell Robinson doesn't play. Shocked, stunned, floored. All of those words just would be completely... I'll eat my words on this one, but I am confident in that. Just as I'm confident as the Knicks will win this series in five. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call here on After Hours. It is Tommy Lugauer, Lugie in the Late Night on The Fan. Let's go to Abe in Brooklyn. What's up, Abe?
Yeah, how you doing, Tommy?
Great, great. Hope you're doing well.
So?
The floor is yours, Abe. We'll get back to Abe in once. Abe just followed. He wanted to talk about a pinky injury. I don't know if Abe was going to be one of those guys because I didn't get... I got to be honest with you. I thought this would happen. I even teed it up for the audience and they didn't take the bait. When I got this news on Thursday, when it broke during... It's like the open of my show on Thursday night. So whatever, 7:10, give or take. I thought we'd get at least one, maybe even 25 calls from people who have broken their pinky, and they're going to tell me, well, I broke my pinky, and I was able to lift weights the next day. I was able to mow the lawn the next day. I was able to do this the next day. It's no problem. You just put some duct tape on it. You'll be out there playing basketball. Nobody said that. Because usually we get the, well, I had that injury. Well, you don't play in the NBA. But still, look, it's one of those things where, as a kid, you jam a finger, you break a finger, you tape it up, you go out there, and then you play, right? Because you want to continue the fun. You don't want to be on the shelf. Same thing here. Unless there's something that I'm missing, and I don't think I am, I fully expect Mitchell Robinson to be out there. And he's extremely important because he's one of the bodies that they're going to throw at Wemby. You know, Ananobi's going to be a big part of this. Carl Anthony Towns is going to be a big part of this. And Ananobi matches up very well with Wemby. You know, Wemby got a team in OKC that was afraid of him, that bent the knee to him. Holmgren did not want the smoke in Game 7 at all on either end of the floor. He was intimidated. He knew he was not on the level of Wemby. He won't get this in this series. Mitch, not afraid. OG, not afraid. Cat, not afraid. And they'll be able to do things to not only frustrate Wemby, but also get him in foul trouble on the other end with guys like Josh Hart, who I think could get to the rim on him, guys like Carl Anthony Towns that could stretch him out, get him at the three-point line, Ananobi, same thing, can drive on Wemby. And once you get Wemby either off the floor, which is huge, because I don't think the Spurs have the depth, especially in their front court, to deal with those minutes with the Knicks' firepower that they have. And that's where you're really going to see this series tilt towards the Knicks, when it's the benches, when the Knicks can show off one of their major strengths. And they have shooters all around. Where the Spurs can give you nights where offensively, yeah, they'll always bring it defensively, but offensively, including Wemby, they have nights where they no-show. And you could take full advantage of that. And I could see some one-sided Knicks victories here, where they just blow them out. Because the Spurs are putting up, you know, 89, 90 points, and the Knicks are just going to throw up, you know, 110, 115 easily, maybe more, especially the way they're playing. Because they can go into that mode, that extra gear and level up to where they are running downhill. And they are just moving the basketball. Everybody's touching it. Everybody's hitting it from long range. Matchup problems all over the court. And when they get into that mode and a team is having an off night, the Knicks can embarrass you. They embarrass the Hawks. They embarrass the Sixers. They embarrass the Cavs. And they can definitely embarrass the Spurs. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. I'm being told Abe in Brooklyn is back with us. Abe, are you there?
Yeah, how you doing?
Hey, great.
So actually, what I wanted to say was I got the pinky injury and it was very painful.
Right, but so okay, so Abe, it was painful. So I would say that dunking.
I was going out for a rebound, hit me in the pinky. I was out for the rest of the game.
Yeah, but hold on a second. You're not playing in the NBA Finals. So if you're in a men's league or a rec league or you're playing wherever you're playing, if this is a championship, if you're a basketball player that's going to be playing for an NBA title, as painful as it is, you would have played. Now, if you're playing just, you know what I mean, a CYO game, then perhaps not. But for the NBA Finals, you're going to get your ass out there. Because it's not going to affect most of your game. It's only going to hurt when you dunk it on the rim. You know what I mean, Abe? So I understand that you took a little bit of a way out there, which I don't blame you. I would do the same thing. But I wouldn't do it if I was playing in the NBA Finals and I was the longest tenured member of my team and this was my best shot to win a championship. I would want to be on the floor with my teammates.
Also, number two, the Knicks parade. Which is going to be? When's that going to be?
Well, it depends. It all depends on when they clinch.
When so, they win, yeah.
Yeah, so obviously when they win, you got to do a little... It depends. If it's a Friday, it'll probably be a Monday. If it's a Tuesday, it'll probably be like a Thursday. So just always kind of keep that in the back of your mind.
Where are you going to be? I want to meet you.
Well, where am I going to... What do you mean, where am I going to be? You want to meet me? There's going to be millions of people there. I have no idea where I'm going to be. I'm going to be all over the place. What do you want me to set a pin so you can come meet me at a special time?
Yeah, you have security. You have security.
What do I need security for?
Generational talent.
Well, I mean, I wish I had security. I'll probably have a couple of buddies with me. I mean, there'll be plenty of people, I'm sure, that'll want to take photos with me, Abe. If we happen, if the fate allows, and we happen to run into each other, and you say, hi, I'm Abe in Brooklyn, then absolutely we'll meet. Other than that, Abe, if I do that for you, I'm going to be doing it for a million people, and there's just too many people to meet in one day. You know what I'm saying? That's going to be a hectic, crazy, as awesome as it's going to be, Abe, it's going to be very hectic that day.
You think they're going to sweep them?
I think they're going to win in five.
Five.
Yep. Yep. I think it's going to be five. So if it's in five, let's go to the board here for the Tommy Parade. We'll do the Tommy Parade alert because, look, they if they win in five, then I believe this, because I don't know exactly, who knows how they're going to do this, but because we haven't had a parade here in forever, so I'm going to try to use my brain when it comes to parade. Saturday, okay, so if it's Saturday, they clinch in five, the parade will be Monday, which is June 15th. So Monday, June 15th. So there you go. But yeah, I mean, I'll be around. I'll be at the parade. Don't worry. And no, I don't. Maybe I should get security, though, based on that conversation. Maybe I should have a couple people around me. I should have a couple heaters around me. You know what I mean? A couple of big dudes, so you don't want to mess with Tommy. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call here on After Hours. Let's go to Latif in New Brunswick. What's up, Latif?
Hey, Tommy, what's going on, brother?
Hey, you tell me. What's happening?
Hey, Tom, I'm 65. I've been with the Knicks, Mets and the Rams all my life, in 99, 94, 73, 69. And I just want to say, Tommy, I think we could beat them now. I called in, I think I spoke to you a couple months ago, because I live right by Carl Towns' father. I was ready to go and pick him up and take him on out of New York, because he was really pooting all over the place.
He was not, he was going through it, no doubt. Yep, he was definitely going through it, Latif. I remember the conversation, and I remember you saying that you live close by, and yeah, he was going through it, I think, mentally for sure, but I think you would agree, Latif, he has turned it around, and he's playing some of his best basketball of his career.
He turned it around, and Tom, I was going to go to the game, right? My nephew, he in college now. He always giving me good advice. You don't know when they going back. It's only 4,500. But Tommy, the seat would be the 400 section behind the basket. I'm not going for that. You know, that's too behind the basket, the 400 section. So what am I going for? Just to hear the noise?
Yeah, no, you're going there. Yeah, exactly. You're going there for the experience, for the energy, for the electricity, and for the idea, Latif, that you could tell people, hey, I was there. I was at that game. I could tell you exactly the way it smelled, the way it felt, the way the building shook. That's why you're paying that money. But at the same time, though, look, if you want to sit on your couch, you want to go to a bar if you don't drink, you want to go to a family member's house or a friend's house and enjoy it there and order some pizza or whatever it is that you eat, you know, then do that. I think that's cool, too. Like, it's expensive to go to Madison Square Garden, and only a select amount of people are going to be able to go. There's going to be millions of Knicks fans that are going to enjoy the games either at their friends, they're in their living room, at a bar, or wherever the case may be, you know?
Hey, Tom, and another thing. I listen to you all the time, you and the guys, man. You know your stuff. But, Tom, I the Knicks, I was scared of Detroit. I was a little worried about Boston. Now all them guys gone. I know we could fight. You know, I was worried. I was like saying, man, but the way they've been playing, Tom, the Knicks is playing. And you know Brunson from New Brunswick. I used to run with his uncle back in the day. We was wild cowboys then, you know?
I'm sure. So, no, I hear you. I get you. Now I get you.
You know, but hey, Tom, I be calling in all the time. Take my call. I'm a Mets fan. Man, we stink. We won four games.
No,
I don't know where we
going. Hold on a second, Latif. Come on. Come on with that stuff. See, this is, and we'll get into the Mets coming up in a little bit. You know, they're coming off a good month. They win four in a row. That should be the story. If you're going to be miserable when they're not playing good baseball, you can't also be miserable when they're playing good baseball. When they're playing bad, you're miserable. When they're playing good, you're miserable. Chip away, chip away, chip away. We'll talk more Mets as we go on. But it's amazing. The Mets got to catch a shrapnel there. They got to catch a stray. But yeah, Latif, call in. We'll talk Mets. We're going to definitely talk a lot of Mets, but the Knicks have center stage here, rightfully so. You know, really over the next, depending on how long this series goes, 2-3 weeks, the Knicks are going to be the main topic, for sure. Deservingly so, obviously. But don't give up hope on our Mets. 888-808-1, because I certainly haven't. 888-808-1019. And I told you they'd have a good May, and they did. So now, go have a good June. 888, and it's a tough schedule, I understand that, but okay, fine. But then if they have a good month, then you'll be feeling pretty damn good, right? 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call here on After Hours. It is a loogie in the late night. Let's go to Chi-Town, Chicago. Joe's on the fan. What's up, Joe?
Hey, loogie. How you doing, man? I appreciate everything you do. Great to listen to you.
Thank you.
You're amazing.
Appreciate you.
So, quick question for you. We saw in the Philly series, we saw a lot of Cat running the offense, Cat at the top of the key. But then in the Cleveland series, there's a little bit less of that. Do you think in the finals, we're going to see more of that or more of Brunson taking out the ball?
I think it's going to be Cat. I do. I think they're going to run their offense through that. I think they're going to try to get Wemby out of the paint. I think you're going to see it run through Karl-Anthony Towns. That's when they're at their most effective. As great as Brunson is, I think that's when the Knicks can really unlock what they've unlocked in this 11-game winning streak. So I would expect Towns to do that.
All right, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
No, you got it. And look, Cat is obviously a huge part. He was brought in here to be the second star. And at times, partially his fault, partially Brunson's fault, partially Tibbs' fault, partially Mike Brown's fault. You know, Karl-Anthony Towns wasn't always that second superstar. And he would be invisible in terms of not getting his touches, not getting his looks, not getting his shots off, and not being an integral part of this offense, which is inexcusable when you consider the talent that he has. And the main reason he was brought here is to be that second star alongside Brunson. You know, Leon Rose took a big swing with him. He took a big swing with Bridges. And those two guys, sometimes their fault, haven't always been the most aggressive offensively, and the Knicks haven't always ran their offense through Karl-Anthony Towns. Well, when you realize, and Mike Brown has done that to his credit, when you realize that's the way to go, and the Knicks are the most effective when they do that, especially if the matchup calls for it, they have done that, and it has paid dividends, major dividends. It's paid wonders for them in this run. And I don't expect them to veer off that. I don't expect Mike Brown to change anything for what's been working. Why would you? That'd be foolish. Now, you'll adjust if the Spurs have an answer for it, of course. That's part of being a coach in the playoffs. It's a chess game. If the Spurs in game one show you things and make you say, all right, I'm going to change up the style a little bit. I'm going to change up the flow of the offense. We're going to run it through someone else, and we're going to mix it up because that wasn't working. But as far as the initial game plan and the initial strategy and the initial way I think the Knicks go about things on offense, this is all about, to me, getting Wemby in foul trouble. Get him off the floor. Send Cat to the rim. Send Hart to the rim. Send Anunoby to the rim. The Thunder had a golden opportunity in Game 7. Wemby was in major foul trouble. He was one foul away from fouling out. The Spurs put him back in the game with 5 minutes or so to go. Five. That's a lot. And you're talking about a team at home in OKC, they might get the whistle. The Thunder completely and utterly did not take advantage of that. They were not aggressive. They looked tired. They looked beaten. They looked defeated. Holmgren was scared. He wasn't even on the floor at that point because he was so shook. If you get Wemby, his final foul, he gets out of that game, all of a sudden things open up. Thunder might be sitting here hosting game one. But that's on them. I don't see the Knicks making that same mistake. I think they have the horses to get Wemby in foul trouble. And then I think they have the aggression, guys that will use Wemby's foul trouble against him. And I expect Wemby to be frustrated at times. That was a cakewalk for him with the Thunder. They didn't want to compete. And they didn't have the guys to compete. Now, he's going to have Mitchell Robinson to deal with. He's going to have Karl-Anthony Towns to deal with on both ends. He's going to have Anunoby to deal with, which is a handful. A mini Kawhi, or a poor man's Kawhi Leonard. He's going to have to deal with the Knicks out in space, you know, running the floor, spreading the floor, turnovers, which will be advantage Knicks when the Spurs get sloppy with the basketball. And Wemby's going to be at the center of that. And I think they're going to attack him. I don't think they're going to play scared. And I think at times Wemby's going to have a difficult go here in the finals. And this is his first trip. The inexperience, you know, you can get, look, now to their credit, they won both games. But Wemby had a bad game five, skipped the podium afterwards, was horrible, not talking to the media, also horrible in the game. He got frustrated. The Thunder weren't able to take advantage of that frustration. The Knicks can, because of their experience, because of their depth, because of their caginess, all of that. The Knicks are primed and ready to exploit the Spurs' youth. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is after hours. We got you for another three. If you want to talk Knicks, now's the time. 888-808-1019. We'll mix in some baseball, some Mets, some Yankees, a little bit on Odell Beckham Jr., who's expected to partake in another workout with the Giants later on today. So perhaps, we are less than 24 hours from a Giants OBJ reunion, if they do come to an agreement. And you know there's mutual interest. Obviously, they're bringing him again. So that's something to keep an eye on as well. But Knicks, the topic, the main topic here. And are Spurs fans going to invade the Garden? We'll touch on that as well. 888-808-1019. It is Tommy Lugauer, Lugie in the Late Night, After Hours. That's the show here on The Fan.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.